That was Beat Freak and Cappuccino, and welcome to SidePod Radio. This is John Wardock with you for the next 30 minutes, and today's show is going to be about the different feeder series that are around at the moment. We've got GP2 and Renault World Series, which are the main ones at the moment, and obviously the new one, which is Formula 2, and we'll be looking at some of the national series as well, some of the national series which you may not have heard of, and you might walk around going, what are these shows? And today is that day that you're going to find out more about them. What I want to just clear first, this is as much a learning for you as it is for me, and a quick plug for the podcast that I've released a few weeks ago, which is feederseries.tk. This is the podcast that I've started to it's a gap in the market. It's to show everyone who doesn't know anything about GP2, Renault 3.5, or the Formula 2 series, or even people that do know about it, the different events that have happened each week, and to learn things about it. I mean, I, as a person, I don't know as much as I'd like to know about it, so it's a learning experience for all of us. And I think I'm going to start off today just going through these main series. GP2 is the main one that everyone knows about. It's the one that is with Formula 1. It's the one that follows Formula 1, most of the European events at least, and has its own break-off event at the end of the series generally, or at the beginning sometimes. It was started in 2005 by Bernie Ecclestone and Flavio Briatore, of Formula 1 fame, clearly. And it was started as a one-make series to make affordable racing. And now we have to talk about affordable, and affordable is always the main word that's bandied about when we're talking about these feeder series. And when I say affordable racing, GP2 is in the range of €1.5 million per person, per team, per season. And now that sounds a lot of money to you, and it sounds a lot of money to me as well. But when you are talking to someone who's involved with racing, they don't talk in pounds, they talk in thousands of pounds, or thousands of euros, or thousands of dollars. And I mean, even a top carter will, a 10-year-old or 8-year-old carter, can be spending up to £100,000 a year. And I say they're going to be spending £100,000 a year. What I actually mean is their parents spending £100,000 a year. Don't forget about the parents. Okay, so the GP2 series was, like I say, was based around making affordable racing. Now, before this, there was only really the Formula 3000 series, which has really tailed off in the last few years since GP2, the series, has come about. And GP2 is a one make, one chassis, same engine, same tyre supplier, so that the teams, the Formula 1 teams, and everyone around them can see the true driver ability and see how that ability is reflected. And clearly, you might look at the timesheets and see someone at the top and someone at the bottom. They might, the problem with these single make series that we have is that they're not as fair as you think they are. The top team, which might be ART or Carlin or a team like that, or iSport even, they are the top teams. Don't forget this when we're talking about the drivers. So we might have in the team, so in the last few years, we've had two drivers with ART coming through to win the championship, and have come through to Formula 1. That's Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton. And these teams, these are the ones that you'll spend the most money with if you're racing. And these are the famous teams in these feeder series circles. Now, there's bottom teams, and we won't name the names for the lower down teams. But the teams down the bottom of the timesheets, the drivers could be as good as Lewis or Nico or Timo or last year's winner Giorgio Pantano, but you might not know that. They might be coming midfield or at the back, but because of the money that it costs and the team's resources, you have to remember this when you're looking at the timesheets. You'll see the teams, but actually that's not the real perspective of how the actual drivers are working, and you have to remember this when you're looking at the timesheets. But what happened this year, we've got a new series, the Formula 2 series, which if anyone knows their junior formula, it's a very, very similar formula format to the Formula Palmer Audi series. And now the Formula Palmer Audi series, for anyone who does not know about it, is run by Motorsport Vision, who Motorsport Vision is owned by Jonathan Palmer, of the ex-Formula 1 driver. And Formula Palmer Audi was set up many years ago, about 10 or 12 years ago now, as a really fair, and we're looking at... the series was set up for the main perspective, for the main reason for drivers who didn't have as much money or who had the money but they just couldn't get into the main teams. Now, Formula Palmer Audi is run by a central base. This is run by Palmer Sport, who are in Bedfordshire, who own the Bedfordshire Autodrome. Their real reason that the series is is around to make fair racing. And of course, when we say fair racing, we look at the GP2 series and we look at World Series by Renault and the Formula Renault and Formula BMW and all of these series, and we think single make, single tyre, single engine, everything's the same, but clearly it's not. Like I said before, GP2 series, the people at the front have significantly better resources generally than people at the back. And so the Formula Palmer Audi was set up for this exact reason. Everything is centrally controlled in Formula Palmer Audi, and so the same ethos was brought together when it was the Formula 2 Championship. Now, this Formula 2 Championship came into existence this year. And when we're talking about Formula 2, it might ring some bells in your head if you're a bit older, that there used to be a Formula 2 around a long time ago, and there was. Formula 2 split up many years ago, and it was revival was this year. And the FIA put out I don't know what the word is, they asked for people to make bids towards a new championship that was centrally controlled, and because of their experience for Palmer Audi, Motorsport Vision got it. Now, the cars are all the same. What happens is, to stop any engineer differences, the engineer sticks with a car for around three races, and then it changes, and the next another driver gets the engineer, and it just keeps swapping. So if your engineer specifically knows a little bit about what the car that someone else doesn't, then in a few races you might get that engineer, and you can be a lot better and get a better setup and work better. Now, equality in this championship, more than any other championship, is paramount. Now, because it's centrally controlled, only standard parts can be put on, and only standard everything, basically. And the rules are very centrally controlled, as I said. And every driver at the end of each session will be able to see the data from the top driver. Now, this means if you're at the back in the first practice session, you can come in into the pits, look at the top driver's data, see where he's braking, see where he's applying, see what gear he's going around corners, and in the next session you could be the top driver that everyone else is looking at. And this is really important when it comes to this kind of championship, because drivers with more experience can tend to do a lot better because they can adapt to the cars. And so drivers who maybe haven't driven as much haven't had as much single seater experience before, they can just come straight in and be doing a lot better, a lot quicker. So it's really important for this equality to be paramount. Now, the third series I'm going to talk about quickly before we go for our next song is the Renault 3.5. Now, when I say Renault 3.5, you might be thinking, what's that? And you might know Renault 3.5 better as World Series by Renault. World Series by Renault used to be World Series by Nissan, and is very similar in terms of car to GP2. It's a bit slower, but the same kind of area of performance. And we're looking at probably 10-12 seconds off a Formula 1 lap, which is quite impressive from a car that's not being developed at all during the season, and that has to stay exactly the same at the beginning of the season as to the end of the season. Now, when I say World Series by Renault, the mistake sometimes is that people think that we're referring to the main series. Now, that is Formula Renault 3.5. That's the most powerful Formula Renault category we have. And the World Series, when we refer to it, is actually the event. Now, the events are... If you haven't been to a World Series by Renault event before, make sure you go next year, make sure you go this year. If you can get there, the tickets are free. It's a great event, and everything is free when you get there. And it's a total marketing exercise by Renault, but it's worth it completely if you just let yourself go for a bit. If you want to watch some great racing, you can come and watch 2 days for absolutely free. All you've got to do is get yourself there. And the different series that are in the World Series by Renault category, the event is the Eurocup McGann Trophy. There's the Formula Renault 2000 Eurocup, obviously the Renault 3.5, which is known as World Series, and the Renault V6 Euro, which used to be the Renault 6 V6 Eurocup. And generally, you have that whichever country you're in, you'll have that nation's Formula Renault and Clio Cup Championship. So when it was at Silverstone this year, we had Formula Renault UK, and we had the Clio Cup Series, which is also great racing if you've never seen it before. So I'm just going to play another song, and then we're going to come back in a minute to talk about some of the more national series that we've just mentioned. This is Forgotten Words by DeFazer.
Promises.
That was Forgotten Words by DeFazio. We're back on Sidepod Radio. This is John Waldock with the Feeder Series show. And before we went to that song, we were just having a quick talk about how the different series work up. The main three series, this is Formula 2, World Series and GP2. Now, we've also mentioned Formula Palmeraldi. Now, this is a series that's gained a lot of momentum in the last couple of years and really come to the forefront of UK motorsport. And I mean, it's not obviously not as popular as other ones, other the UK series that are around. Now, we're thinking Formula Renault UK. There's Formula Renault BARC. Now, there's a discrete difference between these two. The Formula Renault BARC cars are slower. They have a different aero package and a slightly detuned engine with a slightly bigger restrictor. So they're not as fast than the Renault UK cars, and also a really important difference as well is the price. Now, when we talk about a Formula Renault UK car for a season, we're talking for a top team, for a Carlin team, that kind of team, we're talking £200,000. Now, this obviously is considerably less than the Renault 3.5 and the GP2 series. And the GP2 series, just a quick mention, that's a really important to mention, because when the FIA put their feelers out for a series, they made sure that they wanted it at a specific price, and no one said it could be done. But the Formula 2 team have done really well, and the pricing is €200,000. Now, imagine this. This is a Formula 2 car, which is slightly more powerful than a Formula 3 car, and it's €200,000 for a season of very competitive, even closer than a normal Formula Renault or a Formula Ford. And it's €200,000. Now, this is the same price as a Formula Renault UK car. Now, that's just astounding. I found that amazing. Now, what I was saying about before about the Formula Renault BARC team, the pricing for a BARC team or a Bark team is around £60,000 to £70,000. Now, like I said, this is considerably less than the UK cars even, and it's exactly the same car, just a few different minor differences. But the reason that these cars are so different in pricing between GP2 and World Series and Formula 2 and Formula Renault UK and Formula Renault Bark is the events they're at. Now, GP2, we have the GP2 series is run next to Formula 1. We have the Formula 1 resources, we have the Formula 1 marshals, Formula 1 medical, all of those things, and the massive crowds and TV rights that go for huge sums of money for the GP2 series. And then we drop down a level to the World Series, which is on its own events. So the series don't get as good coverage as GP2 ones, because clearly they're not at the same events as Formula 1. And then we drop down again for the Formula 2, which run at, sometimes they run at the World Touring Car events occasionally. They generally run with big series events, so they can run with A1GP, or the now defunct A1GP, this kind of big series. And then we drop down again for the Formula Renault UK series. And we're running off the BTCC, British Touring Car package, which is a great package. If you've never been to a British Touring Car event, you should really go. They've got the British Touring Cars, Carrera Cup, formerly Renault UK, the Ginetti Juniors, which are... This is another series that's that is it's a spec series. It's not obviously not a single-seater series, but it's a spec series. And the pricing is even less than the BARC cars, Formula Renault. It's a saloon car, and it's... The series runs around £40,000, which is great, and it's for under-17s only. And some of the racing is astounding, and you'd think some of these people haven't even passed their full UK road driving licence, and they're racing around circuits 120 miles an hour, and the racing is just astonishing. Now, like I said before, we need to talk about some of the other series. The other series we have are the... Formula Ford. Now, Formula Ford is probably the most famous, apart from maybe Formula 3, in terms of its how well known it is around the world, because Formula Ford is a series that was picked up and created by Ford which has the same engine. It's got a it's the only series, actually, the only Slicks and Wings series, or it's got no wings, but it's called a Slicks and Wings series. The only series that has a different car, a different chassis. The only two other series in the world that are Slicks and Wings series are Formula 1 and Formula 3. Now, you'd expect the budgets to be huge for Formula Ford because of this development cost. But no, actually, the budgets are only around £100,000 to £150,000, which for a car that's been continually developed, it's very amazing. And there's free testing as well. So you can imagine that the budgets can go as big as you want because... Or, well, not as big as you'd want, because the more you test, the more expensive it's going to be. But the cost for a series which is continually developing, that's an amazing price for £150,000. And I mentioned their Formula 3 as well. Formula 3 comes like this. The main series is the British Formula 3 series. Now, that is the series that all Formula 1 wannabes want to be in. It's... the pricing is, it's not cheap for the style of racing that it is, but it's so well known, and so many stars of the future can be found in Formula 3, and this is Formula 3, the British Formula 3, and sometimes Formula 3 Euro Series as well, which goes around all the European tracks, being the ones that the Formula 1 cars are racing at. So actually, it's sometimes helpful. But the Formula 3 British series is going to a lot of European tracks at the moment as well. So you get as much experience. And the Formula 3 cars generally are about £700,000, which, when you consider how much that is compared to the Formula 2 cars, which are actually more powerful and do quicker lap times, you're looking at a lot more expense. But the series is so much more well-known and there is a greater chance of you getting into a Formula 3 car generally than there is a Formula 2 car, because the series only started last year, and the demand next year will be huge. Now, this is coming up to the last couple of minutes of this show, and I just want to point you to the podcast that we've started very recently. It's called the Feeder Series. Go to www.feederseries.tk. And the podcast, well, I've had one or two podcasts out by this time this show's put out, and I'd really advise you to go over there if you're really interested in the racing, Feeder Series racing and the stars of the future, because when you look at Formula 1 as it is, we've got so many new stars and so many new young people coming in, and you can just sit there and go, how are they just coming in? Well, I didn't know anything about them. But if you keep your eyes on those Feeder Series, then you will know when those stars are coming up. Now, this is the last song I'm going to play, so I'm going to put it back out to the next show. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. and Mrs. C for this great day of radio, and just such a great podcast as well, and great community. Now, this is Rod Blackedge with Shoulda Known Better. Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Midnight party life, time goes by, one-way train, a long pathetic song. Stars just about to make his mark, like nothing could go wrong. Like nothing could go wrong.
I should have known better.